The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, you know what's interesting? You know, I heard this story about how a chiropractic college has to allow accommodation for a blind student, and how apparently the Iowa Supreme Court had ruled that a leading chiropractic college must make accommodations to allow a blind student to pursue a degree, even though he can't read the x-rays, etc. The court ruled 5-2 that Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport must readmit Aaron Cannon and allow him to use an assistant to interpret x-rays and other medical images. The college had argued that accommodation wasn't feasible and that vision was a requirement for a degree because reading x-rays is critical for the profession. This is interesting. We need to talk about this. Justice Daryl Hecht found that Cannon's accommodation was reasonable, noting that blind students had previously graduated from Palmer before. He noted that 20% or more of chiropractors do not even have the ability to take radiographs in their office to begin with. Dissenting Justice Thomas Watermelon said, "This elevates political correctness over common sense." Cannon, I guess, was forced to drop out of the college as a result of the policy, sued, arguing it was discriminatory. A lower court judge ruled in favor of Palmer, saying that vision is an essential part of chiropractic education. This is a very, very interesting case, okay? Me being a doctor, you know, I think back to medical school, and I mean, I feel so grateful I have my sight. And for those that do not have their sights, I mean, God bless them. And they're, even though there's many heightening of senses that we hear, and hopefully they get blessed with other gifts, they are still at a huge, huge disadvantage, obviously. In medical school, however, sight was everything. I mean, you had to feel. And, you know, still, feeling is extremely important. But now that we're always gloved up and we're, you know, you need to see before you cut, you need to see, etc. Chiropractic is a very hands-on. One of my favorite forms of medicine, chiropractic. I'm a huge fan. And not just because I'm married to my husband. It's just, I mean, it's helped me. It makes a lot of sense. And you can feel your way. You can. You wonder then, well, what about medical? I mean, does a blind person, does a chiropractor or a doctor, do they need to be able to see? You know, when you look at chiropractic, you do need to be able to, see leg length discrepancy, things like that. But you could technically feel. You could technically feel the alignment. So you could do that. In terms of visualizing x-rays, I think it's extremely important for chiropractors to look at their own x-ray. I really do. If the assistant, all right, is a board certified radiologist, or if they are reading from the report that a radiologist gave, you could technically still do your job. You can. It's just, it's not as good as you going, wait a second. You know how many times I found radiologists to be wrong? I love radiologists, and I bow to their expertise. But I'll find something, go, well, what about that spot over there, or what about this? Okay? Because, again, I'm coming from a different angle. And coming at a different angle, I could look and go, huh. You know, I had a patient when I was in medical school. He was having a cough. He was having some shortness of breath. I look at his chest, and I'm like, I thought he had some sort of cancer, whether it was lymphoma or lung. I couldn't tell. I sent the x-ray to the radiology company. The radiologist read it as normal. Patient comes in a month later going, I'm going to just redo the x-ray to get it over there. And I just think it looks the same to me from a month ago, but I just think something's wrong. The other radiologist read both lymphoma and lung cancer. So I thought it was either or because I couldn't tell. It was both. He had both. He was an 80-year-old man. And a lot of times once you get to your elder years, when cancer happens, it happens pretty quickly. It's not that uncommon to have lung cancer, lymphoma, things like that happen concurrently. So, I've seen, and that was just me as a medical student or as an intern. And so from then on, I realized, look, okay, everybody can make mistakes. You may be seeing something, or you may be looking for something different because just inadvertently, or subconsciously, the lungs sound a little bit more junky on the right, so you're going to kind of angle and look a little bit more on the right. I don't know. You know, there's always that bias that you have when you are actually seeing the patient. When I would ultrasound women coming in, get ready to give birth, okay, don't show me pictures of the ultrasound or don't tell me what the ultrasound shows. I want to do it myself. So for me, luckily, I could see, knock on wood, thank God every day for that function. I'm going to use the sense and I'm going to look. So can a chiropractor still do what he needs to do without being able to look at the x-rays and look for nuances? Yeah, he can. I mean, again, he could shoot the x-ray, have the radiologist read it, but see, chiropractors, what a lot of people don't realize is chiropractors spend a lot of time in radiology. My husband knew more about radiology than I did with all my extensive medical training, but musculoskeletal. I started to learn how to read CTs and ultrasounds and things like that, but he knew musculoskeletal pathology well. Scotty dogs on some of the oblique x-rays, cervical fractures, things like that. He had to. I mean, they got drilled so much with radiology. In fact, I still use his chiropractic radiology books over my medical radiology books. So that's why there's this big hoop de la. What about surgeons? Should they be able to see? Well, now with robotic surgery, you could technically be blind. If you know how to operate that computer, and you could do it either through Braille, you can. I mean, will there be a market? Will people want to? Yeah, if there's somebody who is the best of the best, look at the chef on MasterChef. She appeared to be, I don't know if she was completely blind, but she could be legally blind, but she knew how to cook. I mean, there's ways to do it. You get an assistant. I mean, it is possible. But I do understand the college's concern because x-rays are huge, and it's very different having somebody say, oh, yeah, that looks good, that looks good, that looks good. Because a lot of these physicians, these chiropractic physicians, they do like what any other physician does. They use their instinct. They're like, just something looks odd. I don't know what it is. Something's calling out at me. And so maybe he could work with another chiropractor that looks at the x-rays for him, and then he can still do the chiropractic. So all the power to him. Interesting case, though. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Over the break, Ralph asked about liability. What kind of liability does the school take on if they have a dentist, let's say, who's blind? This is interesting. We have a lot of stories I want to cover, but the idea of disability and workplace accommodations came up also in the previous hour when we talked about that New Jersey woman who was suing her employer because she wanted to avoid rush hour. She had anxiety. Rush hour would make her anxious, so she wanted to come in late and leave early so she could bypass rush hour. And the boss said, "No, rather than shifting her 8-hour shift to maybe 6 a.m. to 3, she wanted to come in late and leave early. So what is that, a 4-hour work shift? And so they're now being sued for not accommodating because anxiety is a disability. So, you're right. There can be liability. If you have a dentist or an oral surgeon who is blind, and again, God bless, anybody who has to suffer with that disability of not being able to see, while we are all blessed that we can see. But if you have a school, an oral surgery school or a dental school, et cetera, and they graduate somebody and a case happens, some sort of malpractice case gets, judged against the dentist or the oral surgeon for something that went wrong, or the chiropractor or the medical doctor or whatever. Is the school liable? Well, right now, we don't see schools liable with regular lawsuits. You know, if God forbid I did something wrong, I cut off the wrong leg. Not yet. I don't want to, let sleeping dogs lie. I don't want to wake up the dinosaur here or the dragon, wake up the dragon, and now be like, oh, yeah, why don't we sue the medical school that graduated Dahlia? Probably also because the statutes of limitations are like so long. I mean, I graduated medical school back in 1997, was it? I mean, look at that. That's long. That's a long time ago. 17 years ago. Wow. 17 years ago? Man, I'm old. I graduated so damn long ago that there's no statutes of limitations with that. But I don't know what the liability would be. I mean, yeah, are there blind dentists? Has there been a case? I need to look that up. Has there been a case where a dentist or a oral surgery program had to accommodate for them too? Because, I mean, you really need to use your sight. Then, you know, and I know employers get a little nervous. I mean, I get nervous for the people with disabilities because many of them have new onset blindness, et cetera. They still need to work. They still need to support their families. And so the fact that we have the ADA, the American Disabilities Act, to protect them and, force employers to come up with some sort of accommodation so they can still work and make income, it helps a lot of people and helps people in need. Where it gets frustrating is when you have somebody where there may be some question about the disability. And the disability accommodation that you may be suggesting is not what they want. Like, for example, this woman with anxiety that wanted to avoid rush hour traffic will then just work 6 to 3:30 or work 10 to 7 with an hour lunch, something like that. Unfortunately, though, a lot of jobs, you know, if their hours are 9 to 5, then that's when they need you, 9 to 5. You know, and what do you do as an employer? You know, we talk about employers' rights also, because I always talk about patients, I always talk about patients' rights, and which is extremely important, but a lot of us are employers. You know, what do you do? You know, if somebody needs so much accommodation, all right, I mean, the only thing that's saving that person from getting fired is that there could be a lawsuit later. And we're seeing more and more of this attenuated relationship between employers and employees as more of these suits come to surface. Somebody gets mad that they don't have a place to breastfeed. All right. Employers have to have a place where people can breastfeed. So now for me, it's easy. I could just give up a treatment room. Yeah, it'll cost me money, but at least I'm helping breastfeeding women. I mean, you know, breastfeeding is a temporary thing. I don't have to give up the treatment room forever. I could give up a treatment room, let whoever needs to breastfeed in there, or breast milk pump, etc. I could do that, all right? You know, but, you know, in this day and age, especially after the recession, employers are going to need as little hassle as possible. Not because we feel sorry for them, but they already feel beat up, especially with Obamacare. And unfortunately, unless you're really, really good, they're going to want low maintenance. Employers are going to want low maintenance. That's why it's so scary for anybody with a disability or anybody who's getting older or anybody who may not have the looks that needs to be. All right. You know, the employers have, you know, X amount of rights, and they are going to take advantage of those rights. All right. Because again, I mean, they have bottom lines. They have their own jobs to protect. So I'm a little nervous. You know, you have some, you know, when my patients come in asking for FMLA, I fill out their FMLA. That's fine. I'm a patient advocate. My patient needs to take time off. Fine. True, I have to show documentation. These are government forms. Why do you need the FMLA? And they have to have a valid reason. I'm not going to fill it out for a non-valid reason. They have a valid reason. They have back pain. They had a heart attack. They lost a finger, etc. Going through therapy. Absolutely. All right. But you'll have people that say, look, I just need to be able to take off work because I have anxiety. And there's a lot of you out there where you wake up and you go, I just can't deal with work. I don't want to go. Right? And remember I talked to you about the stress day? Apparently that's a new thing we employers are hearing. People need to take a stress day. Stress day? Yeah, they're too stressed to work, so they need to be off. All right? That red flags you a lot of times with employers. I do not like to, on FMLA, when patients go, yeah, tell them I need a stress day because the job is too stressful. You really want to put that in writing? You really want, I mean, yeah, it's important to let your employers know that the working environment is not conducive to working, etc. But if the working environment is an average working environment, waiting tables and stuff. I mean, waiting tables, no matter where you wait tables. I waited tables in a few places. It's stressful no matter what. Okay? I mean, because there's all sorts of things in motion. All right? Do you want to notify the employer that you need to be able to drop at the hat to leave because you're anxious? I can't tell you how many times I've seen people still fired. Maybe not immediately after the FMLA, but eventually they just don't work there anymore. And I'm not saying don't do FMLA because it's going to affect your job. I mean, if you qualify for FMLA, you do it. You fill that out. Your Family Medical Leave Act is supposed to protect you. But have a valid reason, or if it really is a reason, like, you know what, I just get stressed out, make sure you have documentation, all right? But understand that this job, whether the employer keeps you or whether you can physically and mentally stay, is probably going to be short-lived. I mean, I tell patients, I go, if you really hate your job that much, how many more years are you planning on working there? Oh, I can't get another job. I can't. Yes, you can. You know, it's interesting. I have a nurse right now that's kind of going through that. She needed her FMLA because she's stressed. I filled it out. No problem at all. She doesn't want to go and see a psychiatrist, even though I suggested she may want to see a psychologist or somebody to help her through this. Apparently, she's getting bullied at the workplace. She says she's gone up the chain of command. Nobody will help her. Okay? And again, I'm only seeing one side of the story, and I feel sorry for her. I'm a doctor. I really feel sorry for her. I'm not sure what the other side of the story is, but she says she's getting nowhere up the chain of command, so she needs to take time off. So I talked to her. I go, do you want to start looking at other jobs? Do you want to start looking at other means of employment? And she's having trouble seeing what other jobs she could do, because sometimes once you leave where you're at, it's very difficult to get jobs in the same city. And so I actually spent some time, not so much talking about her anxiety, but what else she could do with that nursing degree. Start a home health business. Write some books, do some, there's a variety of other things you could do laterally, and maybe you'll have less anxiety. Maybe you'll like what you do. Maybe you won't be employed by somebody who at a whim's notice could fire you. But it's very, very hard when you're stressed or going through anxiety or depression for you to look laterally and see what else you could do. Sometimes this is the opportunity to just do one sidestep and try something else out. But going back to accommodations and disabilities, etc., we'll one day review types of accommodations that employers should do for you and should make available. And I'm not saying don't be afraid to ask. You're a good employee and you have good communication with them. Your job should probably be fine. Okay? However, there are jobs out there where you want to cutting down to a four-hour shift when they have a full-time position that needs to be staffed. It's going to be rough. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Anytime you guys have any medical questions, you call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI. If we're live, great. We'll take your call on the show. Many hours of the day, we're not live, so you can still call in, leave a message on our answer line at 1-877-DOC-DALI, and then we will answer your call on air the next time we broadcast. We also have an iPhone app and an Android app that you can download for free. Please check that out on your iPhones or Androids. And you can also email us with your medical questions at drdahlia.com. Even though I may be taking a couple days break, you could still email me and I'll still answer my questions because I always go where I can get my email. 1-877-DocDahlia. So home oxygen tanks and mustaches could be a very dangerous match because they have found facial hair increasing the risk of burns. Can you believe that? Research compared a mannequin with a mustache made from human hair and a mannequin without facial hair. They drilled nostrils in the mannequins and inserted nasal tubes that were connected to a home oxygen tank. The oxygen flow was set at 2 liters a minute, which is kind of similar to what we usually use for home oxygen therapy. And the mannequins were exposed to some sparks. The oxygen tubes on the one with facial hair ignited, and the mustache went up in flames. The oxygen tubes on the mannequin without facial hair did not ignite. The team was from the Mayo Clinic, and they analyzed clinic records and found that 9 men were treated for home oxygen therapy-related burns. Between 1994 and 2013, 8 of the men had facial hair when they suffered their burns. I don't know if it's the wife that's leaning over with her cigarette as she's adjusting his pillow. I'm not sure where the sparks are coming from. They say patients in such cases can have very bad facial burns and airway burns also. When the fumes burn the airway, you have swelling, tissue death. It could be dangerous. Apparently 1 million Americans right now are using home oxygen therapy. Expect that number to go up as our baby boomers are aging. And our baby boomers who are smokers especially. And doctors need to warn patients, they say, about the burn risk associated with facial hair. Who even knew, all right? They say a lot of times the igniting, though, comes from the patients themselves. The reason why we tell you not to smoke while you're on oxygen is because oxygen is combustible. So if you light up a cigarette and there's some air, all right, they say for some reason the spark and the mustache is more of a framework for fire than you not having the mustache there. That's kind of interesting. Maybe it's because, I don't know, the plastic maybe lets it come off. Interesting about fire, how they could study that. All right, but be careful with the mustache. They say people using home oxygen therapy can reduce risk of burns by shaving their facial hair. Oh, I already shaved mine. Using water-based hair gels instead of those with alcohol or oil, right? Because alcohol or oil could also help combust, ignite, using humidified oxygen that has some water content, and by avoiding sparks and flames to begin with. You see that? See how simple that is, people? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One thing that's not very simple for people is tipping, all right? People still don't know how to tip. I see that. Some of you are getting mad because you go to restaurants like Applebee's or Chili's, and there's this machine now on the tables. Have you guys seen this machine? There's a machine that's like kind of like a digital menu, but it has games on there, and you got to be careful because if you play the games, I guess it charges an extra buck or something. Who knew? I didn't know. I don't. You know, the kids start to play with it, and all of a sudden, you know, I see an extra charge. I go, what? But you're able to run the bill through the credit card. You could just pay your own bill. You don't even need the staff anymore. You don't even need waitresses. It's probably a way for restaurants to save money. You could put your order in on this little computer screen. Although still food servers are coming to the table. I hope so, you know, but this is where restaurants are going. You sit down, you click what you want to order. Somebody from the kitchen brings it out to you. And then you just swipe your credit card at the table. The tip automatically comes up. You could adjust it. It comes up as 20%. Of course, the restaurants could, I guess, program it any way they want. Tip comes up 20%. And then you swipe your card and you leave. Now, I'm a 20% tipper, so I'm fine. But, I don't know, I took my family to Applebee's, you know, when all of a sudden the tip came up. Because I was like, why do you do this? She goes, here. The tip came up $10.20. I don't mind. I like leaving $10 tips anyway, so I was fine with that. But, whoa, Nelly, for some of you that only like to tip 15% or 10%, that could kind of, you know, tick you off. For me, 10% is easy because if the bill is $55, then it's $5.50. To me, it's easier. You know, $5.50 would be double, so that'd be $11. On a $55 tab, that'd be $11. I think the concept of tipping is a very frustrating one. I mean, I worked in the restaurant industry, so you made nothing practically per hour, and you basically lived on your tip, so that's important. I just don't think it's the customer's fault. All right? I mean, if you are paying, I don't know how much. What is it, $17.99 for the Outback steak or whatever? I mean, that's a lot of money. You would hope that the staff, you know, is making money off of that. You know, some countries or even some restaurants are like, look, we pay our staff well. You don't have to also shell out an extra 20%. I like to because, again, I was in the business, but I could totally understand, and I have a lot of people pretty ticked off that now tips are all the way up to 20%. And the reason why I fight for that, and I'm like, well, it should be, is because these people are making money, you know, but it's not your fault. Okay, why do we as customers have to pay when we're already paying? I told you how upset I was with one of these kids' parties I had to do years ago, and the fee included me getting two staff people. All right, and I mean, it was pretty high. I was spending $500-$600 on this kid's party because there was a fee. I was spending like $150 for the staff, but I still had to tip them because I knew they weren't getting that money. That sucks. That really sucks. That's why I love, like, on cruises where gratuity is included. Where yeah, you're paying extra, but then you know that when you're done paying, you're done paying. Otherwise, all week long, you're giving. I mean, but I hope to high heaven on those cruises, the staff is really getting that gratuity. I really hope they are. My guess is they're still getting the wages, and the gratuity goes into the same bank. Who knows? Anyway, so the world's top tippers. Congratulations, America is high up on the list, as well as Germany. A new survey has found that 60% of U.S. tourists say that they always leave a tip when they go on a trip or go on vacation. Now, they don't pay 60%, but they leave a tip. I don't know if it goes into too much detail about how much they tip. TripAdvisor asked more than 25,000 people from 8 countries, Brazil, France, Germany, Italy, Russia, Spain, the UK, the United States, whether they tipped when they were on vacation. U.S., 60% say they tip. What? Where's the other 40%? Why isn't everybody? You're supposed to still tip. Whether you go to a restaurant, whether you go to the valet or somebody's helping you with your bags. All right. Germans, close to 50% tipped. Brazilians, 33% tipped. Spanish from Spain, 30%. Russian, 28%. Great Britain, 26%. French, 15%. Italians, 11%. You know, sometimes people think that people in Europe don't tip. They do. They tip, sometimes more than other countries. It just may not be as much as in America. The poll found 50% of Americans think tipping is expected, but a quarter say they are often unsure about what is appropriate across the globe. 97% will tip at a restaurant, okay? 79% say they tip bellman. 73% add a tip to room service. 69% leave gratuity for housekeeping. That's really nice. That's something that we really need to bring back. 30, 40 years ago would, you know, tip the housekeeper at the hotels. People don't do that anymore. They need to. That's important. Okay? But, you know, it's one of those things where as the economy is still sluggish, and where I live it is, I practice in Las Vegas. So I talk to a lot of the workers that work, you know, on the strip. And they're very grateful for anything the tourists do. I mean, we love our tourists. But, you know, the one thing that these people would like to share with everybody is they live on the tips. So even though you're kind of paying high prices for food or whatever, just keep in mind these guys don't get to share that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of the immigrant children being housed at GBSA Lackland, okay? You know, we've talked about how hundreds of immigrant children are staying at Lackland after they cross the border alone to get to the United States. One of the children has H1N1, known as the virus, who's the culprit of swine flu. Now, we don't know if any other children have been affected. I don't have any information on the status of the child who's sick. But this, of course, is a major, major concern. All right? As we look at the other children that could be there and affected, as well as the idea that we have kids coming to us who are sick. Can this also be a public health crisis for those small communities, as we've talked about on, I was on Doug McIntyre in the morning with Terry Ray, KABC, talking about this. You know, these local communities that will take these kids in, you know, are going to be taking the brunt of a lot of these illnesses being brought in. I mean, we had another outbreak of swine flu a while back in January. That seemed to quiet down. Now we could possibly have another one. The Department of Health and Human Services runs that facility. Spokesperson Kenneth Wolf tells News 4 out of San Antonio that the child had to go to the hospital and is now doing better. News 4 called the CDC and prevention desk about the well-being of the other children. Spokesperson says the agency does not recommend vaccinating any of the other kids who may have been exposed because the peak flu season is over. Right now it is. The flu season can extend all the way till May. Funny, I've actually diagnosed some flu this June. It's the latest I have ever seen signs of flu. But then again, I remember when swine flu came out in 2009, me and my family got sick in May. It was May, June when we got sick. Swine flu sometimes does hit us, not only during the winter, but it can also hit us in the warmer months. Congressman Louis Gohmert, a Republican who represents the Tyler, Texas area, released a statement, "We are all told the sick child was feverish for several days before being sent for medical treatment." You know, a lot of times with the flu, you know, so whether it's swine flu or regular flu, the symptoms are very, very similar. Acute onset of feeling crappy, fever, not feeling well, body ache, sometimes runny nose, cough, etc. When I had swine flu, all I could remember is I was achy. I could barely move. I hate that feeling. Oh, I hate having the flu. The Department of Health and Human Services says the kids are given a health screening before coming to the shelter. Then again, after their arrival, during a tour earlier this month, officials had showed the news station an on-site medical clinic. I mean, here's the thing. You know, kids are going to get the flu. They could have gotten even the flu from some of the workers there. You know, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean they're bringing it in from Mexico. But it's a huge public health concern. We do not have our immigration system by a long shot prepared. You know, I mean, we have kids coming over alone. And so we have them, in shelters. We don't know where to send them. So they get absorbed here, foster homes, or they stay in the shelter until we can figure out what to do. And whenever you have these closed quarters, dormitories, jails, etc., these are where sicknesses thrive and they get passed from kids to kids. I mean, the kid is at the hospital now. But, and then the next question is who is taking this on as a taxpayer? As far as I'm concerned, I have no money giving money to any sick kids. They're kids for crying out loud. Okay? It's not their fault that they're here illegal or legally. Alright? Some of these kids are as young as toddlers. I don't know how they're getting up here by themselves, but they are. Maybe they're just on the road and somebody decides to pick them up. You know, and say, look, there's a kid on the road. There's no way I'm gonna let the kid be on the road. And I'm not here to talk about immigration, and obviously that's definitely not my forte. I'm very confused by the subject. I do not understand how a country with as much ingenuity that we have, and in this day and age, all right, that we can't figure out how to secure our borders. And the cost, to vaccinate these illegal immigrants, children, that's a nice thing to do, but do we have the money for that? Do we have the money to vaccinate kids? And, I mean, are we going to vaccinate them just for H1N1? Are we going to vaccinate them with the whole trivalent flu vaccine? Are we also going to vaccinate them for varicella, for polio, for tetanus, Prevnar, rotavirus? What about all the other hepatitis? I mean, are we going to take on their full pediatric care? Vaccines are expensive. I can't stock most vaccines. Some of them are $1,000 a package. I mean, are you kidding me? You know, I mean, for 10 shots, $1,000. True, the pharmaceutical company is going to have to help the government out and cut the price down. But again, this is, we don't even have the money to vaccinate our own kids. We still have uninsured children, you know, in our country. So it is of a concern. We'll keep you posted if we think there's any outbreaks coming of that. But it just highlights that these kids are not healthy kids going, oh, hey, I'm here. These are kids who are sick. You know, Doug McIntyre brought up that a lot of women are coming over pregnant. That's true. They're coming over pregnant. Not only are we taking care of the pregnant women, we're taking care of the baby. A lot of these women are raped on their way coming up to the border. And they get pregnant as well. I mean, our immigrants are doubling. Okay? And I'm not meaning that facetiously. I mean, it's not getting better. It's getting worse. And I want to be the country with open arms. I want to be able to help people, but we're not strong right now. Okay? And unfortunately, we're spending so much resources, which is weakening us, and we're not spending our resources correctly. There's ways to do this. There's ways to do immigration. Okay? There are. But no one wants, because they want to be politically correct and all that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Researchers think that our ancestors had bigger brains because of what they ate. They knew how to survive on a diet of insects, and that caused our brains to be larger. They said the constant challenge of finding food might have spurred the development of bigger brains and higher level cognitive functions in our ancestors. This is being reported by Daily Mail. Researchers studied the capuchin monkeys for 5 years, and part capuchin, the monkeys like on, you know, we always see them on TV. I love these little monkeys. For 5 years, and they found that they revert to insects and hard-to-find creatures during scarce times. The challenges, I guess, make you think more. They make you more aware of your surroundings, etc. And insects were a real big food source. This is what they ate, people. Remember, they didn't have a McDonald's or a Verrazano's pizza where they could go and get a pie to feed the family. They ate what was there. The researchers say the 5-year study of capuchin monkeys in Costa Rica supports an evolutionary theory that links increased manual dexterity, tool use, and innovative problem solving to the creative challenging of foraging for insects and other foods that were buried, embedded, or otherwise hard to procure. That is some pretty cool stuff. All right. Now, some cultures still eat insects. Some even fry them. Some put chocolate on them, etc. Okay? Eventually, we did have to go from vegetarian and insectarian diets to more meat, but we had to figure out tools to eat the meat. Remember, meat was not that plentiful. Oh, my gosh, there's a picture of a woman trying to eat a scorpion. Oh, my gosh, what an idiot. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of evolution, they say that sprinters like what we see in the Olympics, like Usain Bolt, they say were born, that it was very difficult, it's difficult environmentally to make people this fast. Researchers studied 26 world-class sprinters, including 15 Olympic gold medalists and the 8 fastest men in U.S. history. They say all were exceptionally fast prior to beginning formal training. Well, of course, nobody's going to choose you for the Olympics if you have a running speed of me. I mean, you have to actually, you know, be exceptional to even get that far. But I guess, you know, the idea that 10,000 hours of anything, you know, can make you Olympic grade, not always. It was an interesting study. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down. You better hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever sent a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week, helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.